be reduced by the MLAC action today. So we will start with a public hearing on Senate Bill 354.
Good, let's go.
Mr. Chairman, Senate Bill 354 dramatically revises the workers' compensation laws in Oregon. However, a -1 amendment completely eliminates that provision and instead allows certain employers to report on an annual basis rather than quarterly, being of some service to them, and also helping the department. Now, after I did the staff summary, I got a 354-2, which doesn't change a thing I said, except they put in a sentence that they needed, and that was there are circumstances where they do have to have an annual report.
Who from the department that wants to come talk about it? Seems like I don't have the sign-up sheet here yet.
Bless you. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I'm John Schultz with the Workers' Compensation Division, and to my right, your left, is Jerry Manahan, who is the manager of the compliance section of the Workers' Compensation Division, and we're here to talk briefly about Senate Bill 354. This bill started out its life actually as the original workers' compensation reform bill that this committee has already taken up as SB 485. We discovered another issue that we basically wanted to use SB 354 as the vehicle to correct. And so you have the amendments before you, and what we're trying to do with this bill is to basically streamline reporting, tax reporting for small employers. The legislative intent in 1995 in bringing collection of the workers' benefit fund or the cents per hour assessment into the combined payroll tax reporting system was to streamline reporting and payment of state payroll taxes for Oregon employers. And for the majority of Oregon employers, that goal has been realized. However, there's certain reporting situations that they were either not anticipated or things have changed since 1995, either legislatively or otherwise since the adoption of combined reporting. And so to accommodate seasonal workload fluctuations, low payroll, or other considerations that frankly impact small employers more often than other employers, laws have been enacted to allow certain classes of small employers to report their payroll taxes less frequently than quarterly. And our partner agencies have been instrumental in that in terms of the combined payroll tax reporting system. However, our statute for the Department of Consumer and Business Services participation in that combined system doesn't permit us flexibility. We basically see this as an unnecessary burden and an unnecessary expense to both small employers and to the state, frankly. Today, there's two classes of employers that are permitted to file one or both of the other state payroll taxes collected through the combined payroll tax reporting system on an annual basis. We're requiring, again, that they have to report quarterly based on our statute. Even as they report these other taxes annually, they're going to be required to report their workers' benefit fund assessment per ORS 656-506, subsection 6, on a quarterly basis. Who we're talking about is about 1,920 small agricultural employers in the state and about 185 employers of certain domestic workers. The current statute requires specific statutory exceptions to exist to enable businesses to report and pay taxes on a basis other than quarterly. We are recommending to the committee to support the amendments to SB 354, which will allow agricultural employers under ORS 316-197 and domestic employers under ORS 657.570 to report and pay their cents per hour assessment annually. And we'd be happy to answer any questions we can.
Thank you. Any questions? Do you have anything else to add, Jerry?
Mr. Chair, Members of the Committee, no, this is nothing to add to John's testimony.
Close the public hearing on Senate Bill 354, open work session. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash two amendments to Senate Bill 354.
Senator Gordon moves the dash two amendments to Senate Bill 354. Is a discussion on the motion? Objections? So ordered. Harper is excused.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 354 as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Senator Gordon moves Senate Bill 354 to the Senate floor with a due pass as amended to the due. Try that again. Senator Gordon moves Senate Bill 354 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any objection? Any discussion? Objections? So ordered. Carrier. He volunteers.
I love carrying workers' comp bills, Mr. Chair. I'll do that other nasty one for you, too.
Which one would that be?
And I'll carry the FERS bills for you.
You want to carry those, too? Senator Starr would like to carry the bill. Thank you. Close work session. Okay, next we have Senate Bill 187. I think we're scheduled for a work session, open work session.
Mr. Chairman, you had your last hearing on this in February. People came in and testified about what it cost banks to do various record searches. We had information about what some of their charges were at this time. Dale Penn, the Marion County District Attorney, indicated that they had would have difficulty meeting those bank costs in getting financial records for certain crimes. And so at the request of the Oregon District Attorneys Association, the Dash 1 amendment was added. Basically, it adds to the list of, they don't have to pay if they're going after identity theft or racketeering or after crimes that are in 137.700, which is a list of crimes requiring a minimum sentence. I got a call from the Department of Justice. They, too, are satisfied with this change.
Okay. What's the committee's pleasure?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Senator Gordley.
I'd like to move the Dash 1 amendment.
Senator Gordley moves the Dash 1 amendments to Senate Bill 187. Is there a discussion of the motion?
Mr. Chair, I should declare a potential conflict of interest in that I serve as a member of the Albina Community Bank Board.
So noted. Any objections to the motion? So ordered.
Mr. Chair?
Dorothy.
I move Senate Bill 187 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Gordon moves Senate Bill 187 to the floor with a due pass recommendation as amended. Is there further discussion? Any objections? Senator, so ordered. Volunteers to carry?
Sure. Whatever.
Senator Atkinson raised his hand first.
Oh, can I carry that bill, Mr. Chair?
By the way, you've got one. Close the work session. By the way, you've got one from the other day when you were absent.
Oh, did I really?
Yeah.
Oh, last Friday. Okay.
Yeah, when he was here.
I think it'd be better than the pig bill.
Well, committee members, I hate to tell you this, but we're done.
Oh, it's Friday. School's out.
Is there anything else that anybody would like to bring up for the committee before the hammer comes down? Senator Corcoran, would you like to vote on Senate Bill 187?
Yes, please. Aye.
Senator Corcoran votes aye. We're adjourned.
Yeehaw. Damn.
Oh, it's fast.